Now, boys and girls, this morning I want to tell you just one more thing that happened in the days of Elisha the prophet. You remember Elisha was the great friend of that other great prophet, Elijah. And when Elijah was taken to be with the Lord in heaven, then Elisha became the great prophet in the land of Israel. He was the one, of course, who spoke God's word to the people of Israel. And not only that, but he performed many mighty works, miracles we would call them, to the praise of God. And of course, for the good of the people that he performed the miracles for. You remember one thing about the miracles that Elisha did? They were very kind miracles. And nearly every one that we've looked at, it was done for the good of someone. And they knew the kindness of God through the miracle that Elisha performed. Well, this morning then, I want to tell you just one more thing that happened in the days of Elisha, which was really a miracle, and which was really a miracle that came about through Elisha the prophet. You remember the great enemy of the children of Israel at that time? It was the nation of Syria. And the king of Syria, of course, came into the nation of Israel many a time, attacked the cities and took away some of the people to be prisoners. You remember the little girl who told Naaman, the great captain of the army of Syria, about Elisha the prophet and how he was cured of his leprosy. Well, of course, the king of Syria, King Ben-Hadad, his name was, he really wanted to capture the nation of Israel once and for all. And so he set out to attack one of the chief cities, a city called Samaria. When the people saw the king of Syria coming, they closed the gates of the city of Samaria. But that didn't put King Ben-Hadad off. What he decided to do was this. He decided to lay a siege against the city of Samaria. Now, what's a siege? Well, a siege is this. A siege is simply when the army surrounds the city so that nobody can go into the city, and of course nobody can come out of the city. And because nobody could go into the city of Samaria because of the siege that King Ben-Hadad laid against it, so no food could go into the city. And there the king of Syria sat with his army around the walls of the city of Samaria with the gates closed up day after day and week after week and month after month. And of course what happened in the city was this, that the people began to get very, very hungry. There was no food. There was nothing to eat. They ate up everything that they had. In fact, they ate anything that they could find. They ate the horses. They ate anything that was in the city. And soon the people really began to starve to death. And so the king of Syria knew that it wouldn't be long when he could simply walk in and take the city. Now, a strange thing happened. The king of Israel, who lived in Samaria at that time, he began to blame Elisha for what had happened. Very strange thing. And so he said, I'm going to kill Elisha. And he sent off one of his soldiers to lay hold on Elisha and to take him out and kill him. When he came to the door of Elisha's house, Elisha said, no, first of all, I want the king to come because I want to say something that the king has to hear. And when the king of Israel came, Elisha the prophet said, by this time tomorrow, there will be lots and lots of food in the city of Samaria, and everyone will have enough and more to eat by this time tomorrow. The soldier who had been sent to kill Elisha, he began to mock at that and he began to scoff at that. And here's what he said. He said, if God made windows in heaven and threw the food out to us, then we might have such a thing happen. And Elisha was very angry with that man and he said, by this time tomorrow, God will give the food, but you'll see it, but you'll never eat of the food because God will judge you for your own belief. Well, that very night, four lepers came to the gates of the city of Samaria. You remember what a leper was? A person who had that terrible disease. And they saw the gates of Samaria closed up. And they knew what was happening inside the city. And they said, well, there's no point in waiting here because there's no food. We'll never get any food thrown over the walls of the city for us here. Let's go to the camp of the Syrians. And they said, even if the Syrians take us prisoner, at least there's food there. We'll have something to eat. So off they went from the city of Samaria, these four lepers, to the camp of the Syrians. But something very strange had happened. That night, as the Syrians began to settle down for the night, for another night's siege, they began to hear strange noises. The strange noises were sent from God. And when they heard the strange noises, they began to say, "Someone's coming to the help of the king of Israel. We hear armies, we hear chariots, we hear horsemen. They're coming to destroy us." And the Syrians, the Bible tells us, they gathered up whatever they could in their arms, off their food and off all their precious things and their weapons. And they began to run as fast as they could back to the land of Syria once more. As they ran, some of the things dropped out of their arms. So when the lepers began to come near to the camp of the Syrians, they were picking up a bit of food here, or a cup here, or a sword here, and they couldn't understand what had happened. And when they got into the camp of the Syrians, there wasn't one Syrian soldier left. They had all fled because God had frightened them with those noises that they thought they heard. Well, those lepers then, they really ate all their fill. My, they knew what it was to be full that night. You know what it likes to be full at times? And they were full that night. And along they went then, and they said, "What will we do? Let's go back to Samaria, and let's tell the people that there's lots of food here just to come and take." So back they went to the city of Samaria again. The king of Samaria was a bit suspicious. But eventually he said, "Send someone out to see if that's true." And there were people that went out. They saw that it was true, and the food was brought back into the city, and everyone ate their fill. So you see, that's the last thing really that we hear of Elisha the prophet. But again, wasn't it a kind thing? It was a good thing. It was something that fell out well for the people. And those lepers, you know, boys and girls, they did a very good thing in that when they discovered something that was good, they went and told others about it. And when you think of the gospel, you hear us speaking all the time about the gospel and reading about the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel means good news. And the good news is that Jesus Christ died to save us from our sins. And that's why the churches of Jesus Christ and Christians, that's why they are to tell that good news to other people, that Christ died in order that we might be saved. So you think and remember Elisha the prophet, the one who came after Elijah the prophet. He was a very great man, a very powerful man, but he was a very kind man. And he did very kind things for the people of Israel as God gave him power to do those things.